You're listening to KHOL. I'm Dante Fopola Inkney with your local newscast. Many Jackson residents from Mexico will soon be able to get more support with passports, visas, and birth certificates. A new immigration office is slated to open here next month, specifically to help people from the Mexican state of Tlaxcala. Western Wyoming has one of the largest populations in the U.S. from this mountainous region of central Mexico, largely because of the many job opportunities here. But as KHOL's Hannah Merzbach reports, it hasn't been easy to set up shop in one of the most expensive places in the nation.
The Immigrant Resource Center was originally planned to open in Jackson over a year ago, but officials from the Mexican government couldn't find an office space.
We already have an office in Manhattan, and it was a little bit more expensive in Jackson than the one of Manhattan.
Paula Zabalsa, the director of the Immigrant Assistance Office in Tlaxcala, says while looking for a space in Jackson, her staff was able to open another one in Southern California, which she says was also much cheaper. But now Jackson could soon be home to the third office in the U.S. Zabalsa is looking at two rental options in the heart of town, thanks in part to help from other organizations in Jackson serving the Latino population.
It feels great to be surrounded by many people that are interested in welfare. We would like to work with them and to make life better for our paisanos.
She says she wants Tlaxcaltecans to feel supported by their home country's government. The goal is to open the office on April 24th, with the governor of the Mexican state traveling to Jackson to host the celebration. For KHOL News, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
The rate of automobile crashes in Teton County have gone up in recent years. That's according to YDOT. And over the past decade, about two dozen people have died on roads here. So staff in Jackson and the county are working on a plan to analyze transportation patterns to try and make streets and pathways safer. And people are being asked for their input on what might be most helpful. Residents have just about a month to take a survey that asks people questions like how much they walk, bike, and drive, and where they travel. Also, there's an interactive map where people can leave comments on different roadways in the county. The Safe Streets for All Safety Action Plan, which began last month, is expected to end early next year and set forth a series of recommendations on ways to make streets safer for everyone. The sublet pronghorn herd was under intense scrutiny last week at the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission meeting in Pinedale. Should they continue the process of designating the herd as an official migration corridor? This would add layers of protections, helping connect their winter range in the Red Desert to their summer range in the Tetons. The Game and Fish's Jill Randall testified before the commission.
Even though we're in this great wide open landscape of Western Wyoming, there's still a lot of habitat fragmentation that has occurred, and we should expect to see that as a threat moving into the future.
She says a migration corridor designation could help people in this pronghorn herd coexist, like limiting human disturbance and development at certain times of the year. This is something that the energy industry has concerns about. The commission voted to continue the process. The final decision will be from the governor, but is still at least a year off, with lots of research and another commission vote in between. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola-Inkney.